Well, a lot of us buy into the lie that if we are a certain size or weight, we will feel more confident, happier, and generally more in charge of our lives. Life coach, author, and speaker Sally Tebow says it's actually the opposite. She joins me now to explain why. Hello, Sally.
Hi, Tim.
Surely there must be some degree of confidence that comes, and I'm not saying everything, but some degree comes from knowing that we're happy with our bodies, with our weight, with how we look, that sort of thing.
Yeah, look, it can. But the problem is that I've been around in this industry for a very long time, and I've seen a lot of people think that that's what happens. They think if I lose weight, if I'm a certain size, and all of a sudden my life's going to be magically wonderful.
Sure.
And of course, that doesn't happen. You know, if you're in a job you don't like, if you're not being paid well, if you're in a relationship you don't like, if you've got some aspects of you that you're not happy with, those things actually get more heightened when you get to a certain weight and size.
Right.
And it's part of the reason why people put all the weight back on again, because they tend to think that, oh, my life's going to be perfect if I'm this size, if I get down to this weight.
Mm.
And, of course, that's just not the case.
Okay, so then let's explore where true self-confidence actually comes from.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think are the ingredients of being truly self-confident?
Well, one is, you know, is to look at what brings you joy in your life. I think to me that's always the number one issue, is to what brings you joy? What are you doing right now that brings you joy? It also is about, you know, the people that you hang around with, the types of people that you interact with. Also, you know, are you doing what you really love to do? All those things to me are far more important than just focusing on a size. But what's really interesting about it is that when people find joy, are confident in what they're doing in their lives, when they're doing a job that they love, they're surrounded by good people, they often release the weight without any trouble at all.
Interesting. Mm. Now, recently, Sally, we've talked about the stories that we tell ourselves. That was one of our topics. And one of your suggestions is to find the stories that keep us trapped in limited thinking. Can you expand on that for me?
Yes. Well, you know, there's a lot of things about... A lot of us tell ourselves stories that we can't do something for whatever reason. You might have an idea to do something and you think, maybe I'm not good enough, or somebody else has done it before, or, you know, I'm not as good as I think I am, or where do I think I come from? And, you know, all these stories we tell ourselves, I'm too old, and, you know, I'm a certain size and I can't do that. And those things start from when we're children. They're things that are told to us when we're children. And if you can allow yourself to sort of look at what's holding you back from really, you know, stepping into what you really love to do, who you are, and just releasing those stories. You know, finding, as you know, I use an emotional freedom techniques modality called EFT, and I also recommend that people use prayer or meditation, is that they find that center of themselves, that is this story made up? My mind, is this real or is it not?
Now, we've talked a bit about bigger picture stuff there, I suppose, people that you hang with, you know, things that you enjoy doing, that sort of thing. But, you know, we also have talked about the importance of a morning routine. So
yes.
You know, give us some practical steps, Sally, when we wake up on a morning, some simple things that we can do to start instilling that self-confidence before we start our day.
Number one, do not check your social media when you first wake up. Those first 20 minutes when you wake up in the morning are incredibly important. That's how you're setting the tone for your day. And it's too easy. I've seen many people reach for that phone and quickly check their social media or the emails, any messages, before their foot even lands on the floor. Really value that 20 minutes when you first wake up to really do some, you know, again, for either some conscious kind of, you know, intention setting, maybe some reading, maybe some meditation, some prayer. Whatever it is, those first 20 minutes are exceptionally important. I'm a great believer in exercise in the morning. I'm really quite passionate about that, as you know. But that can just mean something simple as a 20-minute walk, something that really sets that energy level high for the day. So that early morning routine, incredibly important that you set your own intention for the day before the rest of the world takes over.
All right. Some simple tips there for confidence with life coach, author, and speaker Sally Tebow, T-H-I-B-A-U-L-T. And you can check out more on Sally's website, sallytebow.com.au. As always, Sally, appreciate your time. We will talk soon.
Thanks for having me.